Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus. We're talking about USMCA being a done deal in just a moment.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 25th at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. Sale featuring 85 bulls and 20 females. There will be online bidding through dvauction.com. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji and Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
We're talking now with Kent Backus from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Kent, a bit of good news in all this turmoil and uncertainty that's being brought forward with the pandemic that we're dealing with right now. Word that the Parliament in Canada has said yes to our trade deal with the United States, with Mexico. We've got basically the deal done now.
Yeah, Ron, that is probably some of the best news we've heard in a long time. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to get a lot of news coverage simply because, you know, we haven't seen anything quite as negative as what we're seeing with the impact from this virus that's going around. You know, for the beef industry, this is good news that we need. This is certainty in the North American market. And during uncertain times, that's definitely what we need is some predictability of what the rules of trade will be like. And so we see the ratification of USMCA as definitely a nice win. It was definitely a big priority for us in 2019 and going into the beginning of this year. The Canadian Parliament moved very quickly to ratify this agreement. And in some ways, they were doing so because they knew that this was important, that they were going to be the last domino that needed to fall. And also, a lot of their ministers of parliament were looking to get out of town. They were trying to get home so they could, you know, sequester themselves and try to take care of their own health. But fortunately, they were able to pass this and not delay it any further. And now it looks like we'll see the implementation of that hopefully sometime at the beginning of the summer.
Well, at this point, I know what we've got some, I guess, a few regs, the rules and regs that'll be accompanying this this final piece of the puzzle to get everything up and running, right?
Yeah, I mean there are just a few more little procedural steps that'll have to happen, but honestly, with the three countries, with Mexico, the United States, and Canada all ratifying this, that just clears the way for us to continue to have unrestricted duty-free access to two of our biggest export markets. And honestly, you know, times are going to be tough for us for a while as we sort through everything. But knowing that we're going to have more competitive rules of trade on the other end of this is something that we have to look forward to. It also means that we'll have greater access to the Canadian and Mexican markets once this is all said and done.
One last question, Kent, and that has to do with our friends in Japan. Obviously, we got back on level playing field as far as tariffs were concerned at the first of the year. Are we seeing some positive things even in the midst of all this uncertainty with the virus?
So the Japanese market continues to be our number one export market. I think there is some, there's still some uncertainty ahead of what the next quarter or so will look like as far as our sales go. So far, we've had very strong sales into Japan in 2020. We've made up a lot of lost ground. And as we see that tariff rate drop again on April the 1st, and we'll see that drop, for the next few years on April the 1st, I think as we see that drop and we become more competitive and more accessible to more Japanese consumers, then Japan's going to continue to be a big market. But, I think it would be very naive for us to think that the coronavirus is not going to have some impact on our ability to sell beef in Japan, simply because a lot of Japanese consumers They go to grocery stores just like we do. They take their families out to dinner just like we do. And when you have those disruptions, not only in consumer patterns, but you know, but also in supply chains and logistics, that can be difficult at times. So this is something that we hope is resolved soon. You know, we certainly want everybody to be healthy and to be safe. We certainly are, you know, we're certainly praying that this virus will end soon, because it's not good for us. It's not good for our families. It's not good for the U.S. beef industry overall. So hopefully we can see that resolved soon and get back to a very successful 2020.
Senior Director for International Trade and Market Access for NCBA, Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Video Livestock Auction, with their next sale coming up on Thursday, March 19th, 8 a.m., Dish Network Satellite 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 16,500 head will be offered, 5,100 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, and almost 8,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know details about when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.